From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Everglades National Park has released its new management plan. It's the first update to the park rules since 1979. And while the classic image of the Everglades is sawgrass and alligators, a good portion of the park is Florida Bay, the estuary that lies between the mainland and the Florida Keys. The new rules set aside more than 100,000 acres of Florida Bay as pole and troll zones. Those are areas where boaters are not allowed to use motors, which can cause propeller scarring of the seagrass or prop scarring. One of the people who worked on that new management plan was Florida Bay fishing guide Tad Burke. WLRN's Nancy Klinginer met up with Burke this week at the Isla Mirada Fishing Club.
Captain Burke, how long have you been fishing in Everglades?
Roughly my career's running into the 30-year mark.
And what is it about fishing in the Everglades that makes it such a special place?
It's a huge estuary, and the fact that it is a national park, if you look at the development of South Florida, if we didn't have a national park there, I'm sure there would be condos and houses on every island and boats and jet skis running all over, and it really is a very pristine and beautiful and delicate environment.
What do you think of some of the new measures that are included in the plan, like the pole and troll zones?
Actually, the original pole and troll zone that was put in Everglades National Park is in the snakebite area, and that was actually recommended by fishing guides. And in the beginning, we had different ideas for ingress and egress.
When you say ingress and egress, you mean areas where you could actually use your boat's motor to get there, right?
Absolutely. And the complications of Florida Bay are numerous. But one of the things that's very interesting about Florida Bay is different times of year, there's different levels of water in the bay. I can take you to a flat right now or an area right now, a bite per se, up against the mainland. And in the summertime in August around the big moons and stuff, there'll be 3 or 4 feet of water in there. I could take you back in January and there'll be 2 inches of water there. So having those areas that change so much from throughout the year, we've noticed, and one of the things that we're really happy about in the management plan that we've also been pushing really hard for is a mandatory education. Because the majority of the prop scarring that we see in Florida Bay is really caused by uneducated users. So having a mandatory education component in this management plan, it will make people actually go out and learn a little bit about the environment. Because right now you can go buy a boat that floats in 6 inches of water and a GPS and you just feel bulletproof. You can run all over Florida Bay and you feel like you can do no damage, when it's quite the opposite. You can do a lot of damage. The advent of smaller, shallower draft boats and people and GPS has really led to a lot of the stuff that we have on the flats now, because people had that, they no longer feared anything. They could just run anywhere they wanted to go.
Prop scarring is the issue they're looking to deal with the pole and troll zones, but those aren't the only issues facing Florida Bay, right?
No, they're not. Prop scarring is not what is killing Florida Bay. What's killing Florida Bay is water management. Poor management practices, overdevelopment of South Florida, water mitigation, those kind of things that have taken the fresh water out of our estuaries, which is Florida Bay, and in the lower part of the Everglades, and that's led more to the decline in our fisheries and our seagrass. Prop scars are very tangible. You can go out and you can see prop scars and you look at them and you're like, oh no, somebody made a prop scar. But what is not quite as tangible visibly is the poor water quality, which causes much more damage than any prop scarring added all together if you put it in the park, as far as killing seagrass. And it's really important that people realize that managing for people's use in the park is really low-hanging fruit. The really big stuff that we need to be addressing, that the feds need to be addressing, that the state needs to be addressing, that they've supposedly been addressing for 20-plus years now in the Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Project, is the fact that until we get the water right, until we really look at how the water is getting into Florida Bay and quit worrying about how much more they're going to develop in South Florida, that's going to be the real thing that saves Florida Bay.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today about this.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
WLRN's Nancy Klinginer talking to Florida Bay fishing guide Tad Burke. Those new park rules will take effect in about 30 days. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.